What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls in the Whitfield. Just your boy D Hall tonight. Kaz is over on the Westmoreland Sports Network with the boys, previewing and breaking down the Westmoreland County Coaches Association's tournament seeds. I think I got that right. If I did, I'm impressed with myself. So thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today. I'm so excited to break down all the action. So much stuff going on from Powerade, from Southmoreland. There's a couple tournaments out east. I know that the Wheeling Park Duels had a couple of guys. So yeah, man, it's holiday week tournaments. We got to break all those down. The duels happened last night. I got Coach Michael Frank, the head coach of Fox Chapel, coming on to talk about his victory and the early start that the Foxes have over there at Fox Chapel. They look very good, picking up a bunch of very nice wins early on in the season. So I have him coming on. I have Landon Sundin of Norwin. Check it out. I got the Norwin hoodie. The Norwin freshman 114-pounder, the Powerade champion. He's going to come on the show, talk about his championship run at Powerade. And, man, that was a heck of a bracket. He had a heck of a performance. The only Whitfield champ, kept the streak alive. So kudos to him. I'm excited to talk to him. And, of course, I believe the first guest I have is my main man, Ty Waters. Super excited to have him on. Obviously, very close with him. And just excited to talk to him about how everything's going in West Virginia and how Coach Moore and all the coaches, I'm blanking on the head coach's name, which is crazy. Coach Flynn, sorry, that's wild. Coach Flynn, Coach Moore, and Coach Port, how they are treating him and how he's starting to figure it out down there in West Virginia. And, of course, you know, he had a heck of a run this past week at the Midlands tournament. So all that being said, guys, so much to get into. Let's hit the theme music.
Welcome to the Near Falls Web Field Show. With D.R. and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinity, Webby, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul. Because it's Near Falls in the Whitfield.
All right, that's the theme music. As always, my main man, Kenny Sukich, taking care of us. He is the man, the myth, the legend. So thank you guys so much again for hanging out. We got so much to get into tonight, so let's just dive right into it. First things first, I think the best place to go to is the Southmoreland Finals. They were awesome, man. The West Moco boys were out there. They had the finals going on their stream. You guys heard me talk about them. I'll say it again. They're the best in the biz. Professionalism. They had the scoreboard. We were watching D1 wrestling this week, and they didn't even have the scoreboard. The team scored nothing. Flick's got it going on over there. You guys need to appreciate what they got rolling. So, West Moco Sports was there, man. The finals, they were awesome. I was able to, you know, hang out at home and watch the finals. Just made everything so easy. Couple of things of note, Sloboda over Mucci in the finals, the Dairy Boys, they have some really, really nice kids. We're going to talk about them here in a second. Michael Warzen picks up the championship for Fox Chapel at 121 pounds. I'm going to talk to Coach Frank about that. Excited to see, you know, his progression. You know, that's a big tournament. And Southmoreland, for you guys out there, you know, you guys are starting to see a little change. At least I am, right? Powerade has gotten so tough, so hard. The national teams, the prep schools, the Malverns, the Blairs, the Sems, they're all there. You start to see some of these teams start to migrate down to Southmoreland. Southmoreland, beautifully ran tournament. Coach Boring does a great job over there. So, you know, you see there's, what, 40 teams, I think, or 25, 30 teams, something like that. A lot of teams down there at Southmoreland. And they don't just get Whitfield schools. They schools like United and schools like Tussie Mountain. So they get a lot of those District 6 schools down there as well. So excited to watch the finals. But, yeah, so Sloboda at 114-pound champ. Warzen, the 121-pound champ. Ramil Islamov over Case Chop. Highlight match of the finals for me. Back and forth, back and forth. I really, really enjoyed this match. I talked about it last show. Islamov is coming. It's one of my favorites. I love watching him wrestle. He wrestles very similar to my main man, Ty, who I'm going to have on here in a minute. But yeah, Case Chop, that was a great match. Next thing, man, Mason Horwat, Brady Brown, these two hammers out of Derry, they are something special. They're freshmen, both of them. And Brady Brown said after he got done, he was like, man, I wish I would have attacked him or whatever, put up some more points. But I tell you what, Brady, you had a heck of a tournament. Both those freshmen are super, super impressive. Mason Horwat, for those of you who don't know, knocked off. He Burrow and Derry wrestled last night, West Coast Moco Sports Network. If you guys want to go check it out, go check it out. It's on the I'm sure you can find it on their website. But we saw Mason Horwat ended up getting matched up with Cooper Hornack. They bumped up and Josh Shields and company made the decision to bump up Cooper Hornack to wrestle Mason Horwat. And Mason Horwat takes him out. So that's a freshman beating a returning state champ. That's something you need to have the sound bell, you know, the alarms on. That's very, very, very impressive stuff. So I'm excited to see, you know, how he progresses. I know that I believe I've heard through the grapevine that he is related to Mickey Phillippe. So that all makes sense. I saw Mickey out there at Southmoreland recruiting. You know, he's over at Brown and he's a Whippeville legend. You love to see Mickey out there just recruiting some of the local guys. Very, very cool stuff. And, you know, he's an awesome dude in itself. So, but these two Derry kids, they are just super impressive. So look out for them as well as Derry, man. They're coming. You know, I know they got beat up a little bit last night by Burrow, but they got a squad. So Plumbo takes first 152 pounds from Mount Pleasant. Nina Walker for Plum, 160 pounds. He takes first. And then the big guy, Dylan Pitzer, he takes first at 285 for Mount Pleasant. He looks so similar to his brother. It's not even funny. He's got big, long arms. And I heard someone saying, I don't really remember who it was. So, you know, whoever it was, I apologize. But that he recently just gave up swimming to commit fully to wrestling, which is crazy, man. That dude's long, lean. It's wild to say because he's a heavyweight, right? But he's a big, big, big kid. So he was impressive. He goes and takes home the first place medal there for Mount Pleasant at heavyweight. So overall, great tournament out there at the Southmoreland Holiday Classic. Next couple things we got to get into. The Wheeling Park Duels. We had two teams go out there, Peters Township and Ringgold. Both teams did well. I believe both teams went 8-1. Both those teams, you know, we saw Ringgold wrestle Franklin Regional last night, and I tweeted about that. We ended up we didn't see it, but it did happen, the Jake Conroy Julio Marion match, and Jake Conroy was able to get that 6-4 decision. So that in itself is impressive. But like I said, Ringgold and Peters Township, two of those teams that, you know, we think that at least me and Kaz have been talking and kind of the general consensus around the area that they're going to be those two of their teams, like the top eight, top 10 teams right around there. You know, Peters Township was a little injured whenever they wrestled Bethel Park put a good hurting on them. So, you know, we'll see if that result could be flipped at the end of the year come section time. We'll see. But yeah, those two teams, great, great run over at the Wheeling Park Duels. And then, of course, we had Powerade. And before I get into Powerade, I'm going to send this message over to my main man, Ty Waters, and see if he can jump on. We're going to talk about his performance at Midlands and see how everything's going down there at WVU. Sorry, folks. I'm trying to do two things at once. My brain can't handle it all at the same time. Okay. Bingo. All right, so invite to send out the tie. We're waiting on him. But, yeah, man, so a couple more things. Southmoreland Classic, you see those guys dominate. Plum had a good overall tournament. Butler had a good tournament. I know I talked to Coach Scott Stoner, and he said they were a little down just from injuries and stuff. Wouldn't know by their performance. They look pretty good out there at Southmoreland. Some of the other tournaments that went on – they had the Governor Mifflin holiday tournament. Quaker Valley went out there, took home first place. You know, that's impressive. The little double A team, you know, there was 22 schools out there. So to see Quaker Valley come out with the championship, the lone Whipple team out there at that tournament, and they come home with two champions, Bruce Andercheck at 107 and Jack Cazales at 33 pounds. So both those guys are two guys we need to keep our eyes on. So as we keep going down the list here, we had another one going at the other side of the state, the Trojan Wars. We saw three teams, Bell Vernon, Jeff Morgan, and Burgettstown. Burgettstown took home ninth place, which is impressive because that was, you know, it's a big tournament, 51 schools out there. Man, it really seems like Burrow and Burgettstown are on a collision course in double A. Both those teams are super, super good. But we see the Burrow squad bring home a couple nice place winners. Rudy Brown took home third. Parker Senepal took home fourth. Joey Barona took home fourth. Gavin Suica took home fifth. So they ended up with four place winners there for Burgettstown at the Trojan Wars. That's a nice performance for them. The next one, and kind of the final one on the list here, is the Bethlehem Holiday Classic. That's out in Bethlehem Liberty High School. That's District 11. Those of you wrestling enthusiasts know that that's quite a nice area out there. Teams like Council Rock South, Nazareth, Easton, Northampton, all those schools were there. So to see the Whipple come back with a couple place winners was good. Aaron Seidel took home the first place championship over Luke Willishell in the finals at 121 pounds. Both, you know, Seidel, a returning state champion. Luke Willishell has been, you know, looking fantastic all year. So to see him take second is no surprise there. Seidel's obviously on a different level. Another name for Latrobe, Hunter Snyder. We talked about him earlier. He's been really impressive this year, 172 pounds. You know, we saw him right off the rip at the Trinity Duels push Bodie Morgan really to the brink. It was a good match, man. And, you know, Bodie ended up taking some injury time right before they went into overtime. He was able to secure the takedown. You know, I'm not sure if those guys wrestled 10 times, if it's not, you know, 6'4", 5'5". And, you know, that's a freshman, 172 pounds. Impressive. So Latrobe, you know, I tweeted about them. They have, you know, three really nice lightweights to go with a couple of those big guys. But, the lightweights combo of Leo Joseph, Willishow, and Jacob Braun, who we saw commit to Seton Hill with the Vinny D boys. We saw him. That was pretty cool. So, yeah, man, they got a nice little three-pack down there. But overall, you look at the week that was, you know, tons of wrestling. It seems like pretty much every team in the Whipple was involved in some type of tournament. The other one, it's a little down than what it was when I was in high school. It's been going on for a long, long time. The Steve DiAgostino Classic out there at West Mifflin High School. It looks like there's only 14 teams. They're mainly Whipple, which is good to see. But the highlight for me of this tournament, when I look down the results, is Central Catholic's got some guys, man. Central Catholic's really got some guys, especially the bigger weights. Nez Green, we've talked about him in the past. Roman Thompson, he was like a youth Whipple monster for a long time. Or not Whipple, I'm sorry, state-level monster. And now, you know, he's 215-pounder, picking up right where he left off. It seems like he's just smoking dudes. So he's impressive. They had a good run over there, winning the championship at that tournament. So in itself, you look at that, you know, only 14 teams, but you just like to see the, you know, the depth of AAA. It's I wouldn't say, you know, as we're going to get into the Power A, obviously, you know, I'm not going to break any news here. The Whipple didn't have a good tournament. but which made me look dumb because I pretty much I took every single one of my bracket busters. Call me a homer. I don't give a shit. Every one of my bracket busters were Whipple kids, which whatever. But you know, I expected them to do better out there. They definitely didn't. But we're gonna get into all that, you know, here in a little bit. But yeah, you look at the level of where the Whipple is at. You know, I think here we are. You know, post weight dissension. You look at some of these schools, and just to kind of off the top of my head, I think everyone kind of has Connellsville at the top, right? Connellsville is seems like they just have a solid guy at every weight class. And that's kind of the name of the game for Connellsville. It's been that way for however long. You know, they always have some studs, but this year in particular, it seems like there's no, you know, super, super high level guys. We saw Evan Petrovich take home sixth place from the unseeded position at Powerade. You know, him, Lonzi Vilma, Lonzi's little brother, they have a bunch of really good guys. No, like, super, super stars, but every one of their kids are good. So I'd say right now, in my personal opinion, Connors was probably the head of the Whipple dual team-wise. Then you look at some of the teams, like, I feel like there's, like, a five or six pack of teams right behind it, right? I really – it depends on the flip, depends on the day, depends on, you know – which kid's not moping or which kid's not feeling up to it or whatever the case may be. But, you know, you look at the next group of teams, Trinity's got to be in there. Cannon Mac, the returning Whipple champions, got to be in there, both over there in Washington County. Not far away either. Bethel Park, after their win at Peters Township, they look super impressive. Plum has looked impressive all year long. I expect them to be right there. Franklin Regional is going to be right there. Norwin, they had two guys place. Both those teams, Norwin and Franklin Regional, both had two guys placed at the Powerade. And, you know, I didn't count it all up, but there can't be, you know, more than 15 place winners from the Whippy or so. So, you know, for both those schools to get two, and, you know, both those coaches, you know, Kaz and I both think very highly of both Kyle Martin and Coach Matt Leiby. So I think both those schools are going to be right there. So, you know, right there, what did I name? Six schools. And that's kind of just off the top of my head. So it's really going to be interesting when we get down to the teams wise, see who's healthy, see who's ready to go. But yeah, so looks like I got my man on. I'm super excited to bring him in and talk about his performance. I hope you guys enjoy it. Tiger, what's going on, brother?
What's up? Nothing much.
My dude, so pumped up to have you on. First things first, congratulations on your runner-up finish at Midlands. Hell of a tournament.
Thank you very much.
So let's get right into that, man. It's you're what, month two and a half, month three down there at West Virginia. I know you went down there in the summertime. What's it been like adjusting to Coach Flynn's style, Coach Moore, Coach Port? What's it just been like down there at West Virginia?
It's awesome. Like, as soon as I got down there, they were working with me, even, like, solo stuff, and just working my style, figuring out what will work for me in college and stuff like that. And there's been, like, so many times where I'll go to Flynn's house, and he'll just work on things he thinks that I can hit or he thinks that'll fit into my style. And I just love always having those opportunities. And I think mostly everything they've taught have kind of stuck with me, and each week it'll be a different game plan, or like we'll watch stuff and figure out who I'm wrestling. And I just love the whole coaching staff.
Good stuff. So you guys watch a lot of film down there. That's cool.
Kind of. It'll be, I don't know. Every coach is different with it. Port doesn't really like watching it. He, I don't know.
I had some times with Port this week, man. Port, he hung out with me and Aaron, and we had some good things to say about you, obviously, but that dude, he's a good dude. I enjoyed hanging out with him, talking about college wrestling, the landscape. Yeah, I can see why you like that guy.
He's the man.
He is, dude. He really is. Just kind of a goofball, just like you. I love it. Okay, next thing I got, man. How's the weight been? 149 pounds. You wrestled 152 last year. Is an easy cut for you? How's it been maintaining that weight?
I thought it was going to be real hard. I've never really been like a good weight cutter. And I remember for wrestle offs when I cut it, it was like three over like a week out. Like I just hadn't really known how to cut weight. And then I actually talked to Port, and he was telling me that he, like, he'd be like eight over the day before. Like, he would try and really only be on weight the hour of weigh-ins. So I've been like, I've been being like eight over 2 days before, kind of not waiting, but just letting myself eat and drink more. So when I really crunch it down to the final day, I can lose a lot more and I have a lot more energy. And then when I weigh in, I can kind of put that back on and have more energy.
All right, brother. Next thing I got. It's no secret. Your little half rollback, you are decking all kinds of dudes. Where did you learn that? Where did that come from? And, you know, why is that such an important piece of your offense?
Wait, what was it?
Your half, where you suck back in your crab and you jump on top and you just deck dudes?
I would watch Ethan Lezak a lot when I got hurt in high school, because I was, like, good in neutral in high school. So I was like, oh, I need to up my top game, especially since college is coming soon. So I'd watch Ethan Lezak just because I didn't even really know who he was. I just heard they called him the backpack. And I saw he would do crab ride stuff. So I was like, oh, I might as well try it. And then I, like, would write a bunch of stuff down that he did. And then I just tried it in the room, and I tried it over and over. And I try and stay usually, like, as calm as possible when I'm out there.
Love that. Good answer. And, you know, Aaron told me that story, and I definitely had to get that out. That's cool stuff, man. Let me ask you another one on top of that. You know, I've had you on a few times, man. Talk about, you know, that after your sophomore year power raid, you broke your knee or whatever, you broke your leg. How did you stay focused to get yourself back together, to come back out as a junior? You know, you didn't really have a lot of college coaches looking at you. How'd you keep your focus and not get too down in the dumps? You know, because I know that that's a tough thing for high school kids.
Yeah. I just kind of knew that everyone takes a different route to get to where they are. And, like, there's no straight, narrow all over the place. So I knew I just had to, like, trust in God and his plan for me. And I knew it was all going to be good no matter what happened.
Love that. Love that. Okay, buddy, let's talk about your Midlands tournament. Did you – first big tournament, right? How were the nerves walking into that building?
They're pretty high. I kind of like tournaments because, like, even with Doles, like, I warm up with my friends, but it's still, like, you're going over with your friends, like, and you kind of help coach your friends, like, everything. Like, you get to talk to them before your matches. I love it. Like, I like talking to Titus before my matches because he jokes around a lot and, like, I'll tell him who I have, and he'll be like, oh, that dude sucks. And, like, it kind of helps me a little bit. So I kind of just, like, joking around. But I was really nervous till I got my first match out of the way. Then I felt real good.
So talk about your relationship with Titus. Obviously, he's the 141-pounder. You're the 149. I'm assuming you guys are practice partners.
Yeah.
How's that been?
It's been a lot of fun. We both kind of wrestle a little bit alike, so – like common each other style, and I think, like, my main stuff that I use hit on anyone, he shuts down, and then, like, all his main stuff I kind of shut down. So we always have to go to, like, our B and C option, and we kind of just get better off that stuff, and we're always in just crazy positions.
Love that. Ty, anything else for me before I leave you go?
I don't think so.
Love that, buddy. I was gonna get into your tattooing. But we'll leave that for another time whenever, you know, you give me my first tattoo and we can release that to the world. So keep grinding, brother. I love it. Ty, appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Later. And that was my main man, Ty Waters. I love that kid. You know, I've known him for long, 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 long time, you know, since he's been damn near in diapers. I could tell you guys story after story after story after story about Ty Waters and how, you know, myself and Aaron McKinney, we talked about how he was kind of be the one who broke, you know, was going to be the one who broke the curse of West Allegheny and get through and get that state championship. Lo and behold, he was the one. So yeah, man, I got a lot of love for that kid. He does things the right way. He works hard. And he's very humble. Very, very humble kid. So, you know, be on the lookout for Ty Waters. You know, just expect him to just keep doing big, big things. So as we get into the next thing on the show, we're going to dive right into Powerade, you know, and we look at Powerade, and I touched on it just a little bit. Obviously, you know, not the greatest performance from the Whitfield. I don't know what the case may be. Is it, and honestly, even across the state, it was a little down. I don't know. The Whitfield's definitely a little bit down right now. I think it's going to be right back up here in a couple years with some of the names that I know are coming. But just to see some of the schools that were leaving with no place winners was kind of surprising. I know Burl was hoping they were going to get a place winner. Trinity was certainly hoping they were going to get a place winner. You know, West Allegheny left with not a place winner. I'm trying to think of a couple other ones that I was surprised by. But you look at across the board. But, you know, for the most part, the main hammers for the Whitfield, they did really well, right? You look at, you know, obviously we're going to talk to Landon Sandin here in a minute. Just ridiculously impressive what he did. He is he's the real deal, you know. And obviously we talked about him last week or 2 weeks ago, I believe. He was took third at Beast of the East, dropped an early round match, and just ran through it. He's been on a tear since then, so – whatever, I think he won four or five in the consies at Beast. I'll have to ask him when we have him on here in a little bit. And then, you know, obviously ran through the bracket here and picked up the championship. So Landon Sandin, I can't wait to talk to him. He's like, you know, monster. So moving down the line, the next thing, I know it's not really, you know, the Whitfield boys, but I think I got to talk about the McCourt boys a little bit. They are ridiculous. Every single one of them are so good. They wrestle at a different pace. They're the level of intensity is just very, very high. Obviously, the two monsters that they have are Jax Force and Bev Bassett. Just impressive to watch those two go and how they wrestle. You know, I was able to catch up with Coach Bassett before, I believe it was the semis, and just talking to him and their preparation, how they do things, Bo's mindset, the kids' mindset. You know, I know they get a lot of bad rap, and you know, for whatever reasons people, you know, have in their heads. But I will say this, all those kids are very good kids. You know, Mason Gibson's a great kid. I love watching him wrestle. He's just, I watched him in, I believe it was the quarters, and I think he hit three or four, either the quarters or second round, just three or four misdirection singles, just over and over. And every one, I'm like, how do you stop it? Just so fast, so good. Melvin Miller, 152 pounder, ridiculously impressive. Bo Bassett, obviously, just ripping through everyone. And in my opinion, that weight class, 139 pounds, is probably the deepest or the toughest. You know, you look at some of the place winners. Luke Simcox was a state champ, returning state champ. He beats him in the finals. Maddox Shaw takes third. He's a returning Super 32 champ. So that's ridiculous in itself. And then down the line, who else did I have in here? Oh, whatchamacallit didn't place that I was surprised from Trinity. Blake Rayner did not place. I thought that he had a good chance to get on the podium. We did see Mason Kernan get on the podium on take seventh place. You know, I've been on Mason all year. He's one of my favorites. He's impressive. Knows how to score from both sides of the body. And, you know, he's got a nice rod. Obviously, Coach Nauman's been after that with him. And, you know, you could definitely see the strides. Coach Nauman, his brother, I know, is there. So they got a nice little coaching staff over there at Bethel. And, you know, you could certainly see strides in him. Next thing down the line, you look at one of the big highlights for me of that whole tournament, Nate Campbell making the semis, guys. Oh my goodness. The Norwin product, 189 pounder. Wow. He's impressive. He ends up, you know, knocking off a couple guys and finds himself against Vitaly Daniels, in the quarter, or it was the second round, which I'm like, hey man, this is a good Whitfield matchup. We'll see where we're at. I know that Nate Campbell blood round, at Beast the weekend before, but it wasn't really even close. He slapped two cradles on him. So impressive. I think it was 11-5, and I think that it was just impressive to see him run to the semis. My opinion, breakout performance for him. We're going to talk about him a little bit down the road. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We'll get into that. So, I was impressed with him and, you know, him and Landon Simden, both Norwin boys, taking home some place winners. Franklin Regional, Tyler Kapusta, 121 pounds. He had a fantastic tournament. Coming home with a medal at in fifth place, that's, you know, super impressive. Juliana Marion barely loses tiebreak two to take home sixth place. We saw Andrew Binney bring home a medal. It's weird to talk about this, you know what I mean, like this, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I remember going when I was a kid, not even when I was a kid, when I was like 21, 22, and like the heyday of the Whippy, we'd be half the finalists or half the champs would be Whippy guys. You know what I mean? And I understand why. I understand that like every single top team is there now, and I get that. But yeah, it was definitely interesting, or, you know, a little, not depressing or whatever. I'm not sure what the right word for it is, to see, you know, not as many as I was expect, in the finals for sure. So I'm going to send, my message over here to Mr. Sundin. I'm excited to bring him on. Let's keep breaking down, the rest of the, matches or the power right here. Evan Petrovich, we talked about him, unseeded, taking home sixth, 145 pounds. You know, he's kind of like the leader of that Connellsville group, him and Lonzi Vilma. I was impressed to see him bring home a medal. But yeah, man, not many out there for the Whippy. It was just tough sledding. Every single team was good. Vaughn Spencer, I know that he knocked off. He takes home seventh. He knocked off Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry in the blood round. Braden Welsh has looked really good. You hate to see two of our guys wrestling in the blood round. You want to see both of them get in there. I think both of those guys deserving to be place winners at 172 pounds. A couple guys obviously didn't dress and didn't go. Sean Taylor, Wes Allegheny, Rune Lawrence, of Frazier, both West Virginia commits. You'd like to see, you know, them make the walk, hopefully that they're okay, and they get healthy for the end of the line. But I think, you know, you're looking at that, I think those are two of the guys that we had high hopes for as a WIPU community, wrestling community, whatever the case may be, to sneak in there to, you know, highly place or even, you know, win a championship. Or so I think those two, you know, being out definitely hurt. But overall, man, it, you know, tough week over there at Cannon Mac. Frank knows what he's doing. And every single one of those kids, are pretty freaking good. Every one of those teams, I'm sorry, are pretty freaking good. So let me send this message over to Landon Sundin. And I've just got word that Coach Frank will not be joining us tonight. So that is no big deal. He has something come up. Coach Frank, we will talk to you very soon. Congratulations again on your guys' performance, beating Plum this week. You know, I'm going to get into those duels here in a minute after I talk to Mr. Sundin. But let me pull this up. Sorry, guys, not great radio at all. Okay, so apologize for science, but if I don't make sure I do this right, I'll do it wrong. I should have had this done before, so that is my fault. Okay, so the message is sent to Landon. Super excited to have him on, talk to him here in a minute. But yeah, looking down the rest of the Whippy there at Powerade, you know, is what it is, man. It's not going to get any easier. Every one of those teams still want to come in, and, you know, Frank runs the top tier tournament, and it's pretty pretty clockwork. So I just think that you look at that, and it's just Whippy's got to figure it out and keep getting better. And I think it'll happen, man. I think there's going to be some really good kids coming. And, you know, I think some of our best guys were out. So, you know, not all doom and gloom when it comes to the Whippio, especially this guy. The main highlight for the Whippio, pump the bring him in. He's already smiling. You guys are going to be excited for this for this interview. So let's get right into it. Landon, what's up, man?
Not much. How about you?
First things first, congratulations on your Powerade Championship.
Thank you.
Heck of a tournament, brother. Heck of a tournament. Talk about your performance. How was it going into, you know, I know that you guys went out to Beast, but your first Powerade, how were the nerves walking into that tournament?
I wasn't really nervous. I was more excited because, like, I went there every year, watch the finals, watching, like, Spencer and all those guys wrestle in the finals. So I was just really excited to wrestle in it. Like, that's, like, the main tournament around here. It's, like, it's kind of like the Super Bowl, like, around here. So it was awesome.
Absolutely, man. That's, yeah, no doubt about it. So going into it, did you expect to win or did you think you had a good chance to win? What's your mindset going into it to, you know, get on the top of the podium?
I believe I could have won that, but, like, I really took it one match at a time because there's a lot of great guys in there. Because if you just look forward the whole time saying, oh, you got to wrestle this guy and this guy. So I just kept my mind on one guy at a time. So kind of made it easier, made the weekend seem not as hard. So
love that. Love that. Okay. Before we get into the coaching staff, normal and everything, talk about your Beast performance. I saw that, you know, you lose kind of an early round match and you just ripped off. How many did you rip off in the consolations?
My thing. Six. I wrestled back six that day.
And how made you win to win Powerade?
Five.
So you're on an 11 match winning streak, just taking dudes out. Talk about your mindset, man. How do you lose an early round match, stay focused, and come back and take third?
My thing was next best thing. I really wanted to be in win that. That'd be awesome. Wrestle in the finals at Beast with all those tough guys up there at 20, but keeping my mindset right was just like, got to win to move on. Nothing really to lose after that, but I just had to chase the best next thing. So that's what kept me going.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. So talk about, obviously, you know, wrestling's a different, you know, different game than what it was a couple of years ago. Talk about your summer training. What clubs do you typically go to? Who do you typically work out with to, you know, keep improving?
Like Norwin has the RTC program with Coach Kyle, Coach Jared, all them. We went, like, that's a big thing. I got travel a lot for freestyle doing all those tournaments. I was grateful enough. I got to go out to the Olympic Training Center, train out there for a little bit. But RTC was a big part of the summer program, did a lot of that. But just came in from the house from practice right now. Hutchie Hammers with my dad. That's an awesome club. We got a lot of great Whippio guys in there right now.
Awesome. So that's right out there in Norman then. That's good stuff, buddy. How many guys do you have? You guys have like a little room right off your house?
Yeah, it's in my garage.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. I love that. You mentioned a little bit about Coach King, Coach Kyle. There's like 85 coaches over there at Norwin, and they're all awesome. You know, I even know that the Kenny brothers roll around down there, and just talk about the culture at Norwin since you've got there and what it's been like wrestling under Coach Kyle Martin.
I love it every day. It's a new experience coming in the practice room every day. Our guys, ever since Kyle and all them take over, our guys been gritty, like, really like bring a practice room alive, the energetics, no like dull moments. So the guys are getting a lot better, so like everyone's starting to love being there and getting a lot of great work in.
Love that. Good stuff. All right, you have all those coaches. I know they all get your hands on you and you get your hands on them. Who's the toughest one to wrestle? I obviously got national champion you know, Coach King in there. You got Coach Martin. You know, Coach Martin was talking smack. He's saying he teared you up. You know, how's it going in that room?
Well, Kyle likes to talk, but we got a lot of good. Jared the stud. That guy's a scary guy when he gets a hold of you. So, Kenny is really tough. He's one of the guys that, Coach Kenny, he's one of the toughest guys. Coach Austin's really tough too. Dude's a freak, super strong, but Kyle's tough, but he likes to talk a lot. Yeah, but Kyle's really good. I roll around with him probably the most, but I don't know. It's hard to beat national champion in a room, so probably say Jared.
I love that. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Okay, next thing I have for you, going as we get into the season, how are you going to stay focused? You know, obviously Powerade's like, you know, it's like you said, it's the Super Bowl in the area. It's really all world, everything. How do you stay focused to continue to grind towards that state championship at the end of the year?
I always wanted to, like, win Hershey and stuff. That's what really got me going there. Like, seeing a Hershey medal be awesome win as a freshman, that's what really got me going. Like, all this, like, national stuff and stuff, like, all these big tournaments you get to are just training you for the state tournament to be ready for that. So that's what really got me, like, focused in, locked in on that.
Oh, man, you just said that. I love that. So state tournament number one, everything else second. That's good stuff, man. PIAA, very cool. Yeah, man, thank you so much for coming on. I don't believe I have anything else. That's all my questions I have written down. Do you have anything for me before I leave you go?
No, that's all.
All right. Thank you so much for hanging out, buddy, and keep eating those boys' butts at Spike Ball. You know, I hear that, you know, there's some cheating going on over there every once in a while.
Eating all the time.
Appreciate you, Landon. Keep working out hard. Good luck the rest of the season.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. And that was Norwin 114-pound champion Landon Sedin. Impressive performance from him, guys. You know, keeps the streak alive at Powerade. You know, like we said, Powerade's ridiculous. It is so, 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 so hard. Easily, I mean, coin flip between this and Ironman. It's really that ridiculous. It's such a freaking tough tournament. So, yeah, impressive performance from Landon. I'm super pumped that he was able to get the job done, bring home the championship. I've been hearing about him for a long time from many different, you know, areas. Of course, Kyle Martin's been excited to talk about him a whole bunch. But I've also been hearing from, you know, other people. And you look at his Spock scores, you look at what he does at the national tournament. He's impressive. And he's going to be the next great one out of the area, no doubt. And what I love about that whole interview is he basically said, I'm training for the state tournament. This is a guy that's won Powerade now. He's won some of the biggest tournaments. And he's like, nah, I'm just trying to win that state title. That's cool stuff. That's real cool stuff. I love that. Okay. All right. So let's break down some of the duels that we had happen last night in the WIPIO. Coach Frank, like I said before the interview, they're not able to link up with us tonight. He had something come up the last minute. No big deal. I will catch him either next week or later down the road. Again, impressive performance from Fox Chapel. Let's get right into it. Fox Chapel defeats Plum 30-23. You look at the box score. Very, very tight match. You see Josh Alexander come back in there for Fox Chapel. I know that he was a guy that has been out for a couple weeks. He had, I believe, whenever I saw him at Hampton, he had some type of sling with a cast on his arm or air brace or something. So looks like he's ready to go. He goes out and picks up the decision. And, you know, they started at 139, I believe, across the board last night. So, you know, he was the second match of the night. So that was a big one in itself. But, yeah, Fox Chapel beats Plum. 30-23. Fox Chapel has won a lot of nice matches so far early in the season. I expect them to be right there, you know, maybe, you know, 6-7 and maybe even a top 5-4 team, you know, if things break the right way for them. You know, they got a nice big heavyweight in D'Angelo Hamilton. I've liked watching him wrestle. Michael Warzen won the championship down at Southmoreland. Land of Funk's really tough. So, yeah, man, impressive stuff from Fox Chapel. They are going to be right there. Going down the rest of the line, Ringgold Franklin Regional. I talked about that a little bit, 33-21. The highlight match there, Jake Conroy decision over Juliana Marin at 215. One of the ones that, you know, I wanted to see if, you know, a lot of times when you have these matches in high school, especially close ones, right? You might not see the best matchups because, you know, the coaches decide to trade sixes or whatever the case may be. But those two hit, right? And definitely the highlight match. Both those guys are super impressive. Juliana Marion coming off a power rate place winner placement. And Jake Conroy has just smashed everyone this year. I don't know how many pins he has. I believe it's like almost 20. He seems like he's just decking everyone. So he goes out and gets the victory over Juliana Marion. But overall, Franklin Regional beaten Ringgold 33-21. You know, Franklin Regional, like we talked about, two place winners and a bunch of their dudes are really good. So I think they're going to be right there as, you know, a top 5, 6, 7 team in the WPIAL as well. Going down the rest of the line, I talked about, I did a little thread, and I hope you guys like that out there. For those of you who didn't, that's my grandfather coming out and me. Love you. Miss you, buddy. But that didn't see it, I did a little thread. I'm going to try to do that every Wednesday. I'm going to try to get it out earlier than I did last Wednesday. But I'm going to get a little thread in there previewing the Wednesday night matchups. I know the next couple of weeks are very, very big for section matchups. Gray La Trobe defeated Hempfield 48-24. That was a match, you know, in years past that have been, you know, dogfight, a little bit watered down. Hempfield's definitely down. La Trobe, good to see them get the victory there. Let's see. Penn Trafford beating Thomas Jefferson 38-33. That's a nice matchup there. Impressed to see them pick up the win there. Peters Township over Baldwin. They come back off that loss to Bethel Park, win 40-13. You know, Baldwin's one of those teams that, you know, I talked about a little bit, especially, you know, Ramil Islamov, the 139 pounder, but they got a couple other guys. Good. Owen Klodowski is pretty good. They have Keith Minson, who's pretty good. I believe they got a bigger guy who's decent. I haven't seen him in a couple weeks, though. But nonetheless, Peters Township gets off the schneid. They look pretty good. 40-13. Pick up the victory there. Quaker Valley beats Montour 36-27. West A beats Moon 42-25. What was the other one I was looking at? Oh, Derry. Yes, I talked about it a little bit earlier. Derry and Burrell. The big highlight in that one, obviously, to see Mason Horwat bump up and beat Cooper Hornack 3-0. That's craziness. That's impressive. Brady Brown also defeats, you know, Luke Boylan. Luke Boylan's one of those guys that, you know, he's been around. He's very good. He's one of those mainstays in the Burrell program. You know, so that's a very impressive win for Brady Brown. Two freshmen that, you know, certainly are coming for Derry. But Burrell, just other than that, really just kind of smacked them. No other way to say it. 40-18. That match was on West Moco Sports Network. Go check it out. But yeah, impressive. It really does seem like Burrell and Burgettstown is on a collision course. Quaker Valley might have something to say for it. Obviously, they had a good weekend. It was at Governor Mifflin. So, I'm interested to see how Double A plays out. It seems like it's been the typical characters there for the past couple years. You know, I think that, you know, there's a little bit of a better floor, so to speak, this year with some of the schools like a Derry, a Fraser. Southmoreland had a couple kids that looked really good at their tournament. So yeah, Double A's coming around, man. I'm not saying that, you know, it's wide open and any team can win it. I think it's going to be Burrell, Burgettstown, Quaker Valley. It's going to be one of those, you know, three teams, I think. But it's good to see. It's good to see that Double A's coming up a little bit. So that's kind of everything I got for this week. Let me make sure real quick. I'll do one more scan to make sure I don't miss any potential things that need to be noted. North Hills over Butler, 48-23. Hampton over Elwood City, 48-27. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Let's preview what we got going on. Obviously, Kaz is on the West Moco Sports Network discussing and breaking down the seeds that are being released for the Coaches Association tournament. You know, that's a nice little tournament there. It's in Greensburg-Salem this year. I know that they bounce around from place to place. So typically that's a tournament, you know, in years past, I know that, you know, when I was in high school, we saw, what was it, Gil LeBron and Nico Megalutis wrestled that tournament. So, you know, it's always got a soft spot for me. You know, that county tournament, Allegheny County tournament, which I know is not this week, it's next week. But yeah, Tri-Cata is another one. I believe that's Washington, Fayette, and I'm trying to think of the other county out there. But that has, you know, it looks like 20 teams. You know, Albert Gallatin's, Best Centers, you know, Burgettstown's, Ringgold, South Fayette. That's all that area down there. And that's a Cannon Mac. So roll out the mats again over there, Cannon McMillan. You know, those are, I'm sure we might as well just, some of us might as well just buy steak over there. You know, there's a lot of it. Some other ones, the Mac tournament out at Freedom. That's, you know, it's always a classic one for me because I sneak out there to Freedom High School and see all my family. And, you know, West Day wrestles out there, of course. And there's some other good schools out there. I'm going to see what Quaker Valley does. Freedom has a decent team. Central Valley has a couple nice kids. So, yeah, we'll see what happens there. But other than that, that is pretty much what we got going on this weekend. Mostly counties, MAC tournaments. Allegheny counties is next week. Tri-Catas. So we will see what happens. Okay, last segment I have for the show, Wrestler of the Week, T. For me, and I talked to Kaz about this, and we agreed there was a couple guys that were up for it. We decided to give it to Nate Campbell. Nate Campbell, just so impressive to see him make it from the semis. The other one, I will say real quickly, Evan Petrovich was right there for us to give him the shirt. But we decided to give it to Nate Campbell. I just feel like this was kind of Nate Campbell's coming out party. You know, for him to make it to the semis, my man is long. He is strong. He is really, really impressive. 189 pounds. I haven't looked at any rankings yet. I haven't sat down with Kaz to do those. I don't imagine we'll see anyone. Now, there's someone I'm probably missing right off the top of my head. I'm going to get screened that as soon as I end the stream here by some coach, but maybe not. But I don't see anyone better than him right now in the WIPIO. Impressive as hell for him to come out in the semis, take home sixth place, 189 pounds, really his coming out party. I talked to Coach Smiley a little bit, you know, in between some of the matches, and we talked about Nate Campbell, and, you know, he just said how proud he is, how proud of him he is. And last year, and I believe I talked to Smitty about this, Smitty up in the booth, but they said Nate Campbell broke his ankle, broke his leg, broke something at counties last year. And he was like 15-1 with like 14 pins or something. So he comes back and, you know, he bloods rounds at Beast. And then all of a sudden, bang, my man steps up and makes the semis at Powerade and comes home with a sixth place medal. I know it's tough, you know, hits the semi slide, but I don't care. You come home with a sixth place medal, you make the semis. And that tournament, this tournament was ridiculous. Like I just said, the coin flip between it, Super 32 and Ironman. I don't know which one's toughest. They're all freaking ridiculous. So yeah, we went with Nate Campbell of the Wrestler of the Week T. Nate, I'm going to get in touch with you and Coach Kyle Martin. I'll send you out some gear, send you out your Wrestler of the Week tee. And you know, again, just so impressed to see you do your thing. You definitely deserve it, my friend. Sixth place, Wrestler of the Week, Nate Campbell. Super impressed with you. Congratulations. And I believe that is it. That's all. That's all I got for you guys. I hope I did all right. I was on here for 55 minutes, two guests, Ty Waters. Thank you so much, brother. Love you. Appreciate you coming on and hanging out with me. Landon Sandin, man, what more can you say about him? So well-spoken for a freshman and, you know, really seems like he has his goals aligned and, you know, it seems like he likes to have fun with those Norwin guys. And, you know, I love that the group of coaches over at Norwin, can't say enough about them. So good on them, man. Good on them to have a good tournament, punch through and get Sandin the championship. Nate Campbell getting the sixth place medal. That's why I got the Norwin gear on tonight. Appreciate them. But that's all I have for you guys. Until next time, I appreciate you guys hanging out with me. I you know, I appreciate, you know, it's a long time, 55 minutes. That's a lot for me. And I hopefully I didn't ramble or repeat myself too much. But all in all, it's always good when we're talking wrestling. I appreciate you guys so much. And I will see you next time right here on Near Falls in the Whip Wheel. Appreciate you.